Mac McIntyre is in his third season as coach of the San Jose State Spartans, and Dave Clawson is in his fourth year running the Bowling Green Falcons. I want to ask you, gentlemen, and I'll ask you, Mike, first, is this a special trip to D.C.? Now, I know you were here in September to play Navy, and you were also out on the mall working your kids through their run-through.
Yes, it is a very special trip for our young men, and just for us to be able to play in a bowl game. And then, you know, for our young men to come east, it's always a big deal, and they're very excited about being here in D.C. and excited about playing an excellent football team in Bowling Green. So it's going to be a fun time for us.
And Dave, you were the head coach at Richmond from 2004 to 2007, so you're very familiar with this area.
Yeah, this was a prime recruiting area for us. We had a lot of good players from up here, and Tim Hightower was a four-year player for us and was with the Skins last year, and I'm still in touch with him. So, you know, good football in the area, and it's a great area to spend time.
Dave, San Jose State had a chance to visit Annapolis. Looking, your kids had that experience to mingle with the military people, a chance to do it again.
Yes, that was a great moment for our young men, kind of a life-changing event almost, you know, playing at the Naval Academy, seeing the mall here, understanding all the history of our country. Because, you know, the young men from California, only two of them had ever been east before. And so this was a very, very important trip, and we'll bring 40 more guys with us this time than we brought last time, so it's going to be a great experience.
Dave, Toledo, another team from the MAC conference, was here last year. Did you get any advice from their coach about playing in the military bowl?
Let's put it this way. Toledo and Bowling Green don't help each other a lot. that is our bitter rival. You know, at some point I may reach out, but, you know, we're usually not on very friendly terms.
Both your teams were 5-7 last year. If you can explain how you've turned it around your seasons this year.
Well, you know, we've got a great staff. They've worked extremely hard, and our players have played really, really well. And I think everything just kind of gelled, and we've gotten better. We've matured as a team. I know Dave's team has really matured also. And, you know, the experience, the playing experience and being able to play in the games, they've learned how to finish games just like Bowling Green's learned how to finish games.
Dave, how'd you do it? How'd you turn your team around?
Well, I think it's a similar story. I think what's maybe more impressive is both of these teams 2 years ago won 1-2 games. So it's been a long process, at times painful. But when you finally reach fruition and you mature, it's extremely rewarding. So it's a great reward for our team to be able to come here and play in a bowl game.
San Jose State is 10-2. And Mike, it's been a long time since you had that many wins, even longer since you've won 11.
Yes, they haven't won 11 before World War II. And they've never won 11 games while the school's been a Division I program, so that's something that we would like to try to do, but we're going to have a tough contest to be able to do it.
This is your third season at San Jose State. You bring to D.C. the third most accurate passer in Division I in junior quarterback David Fales, completing 71% of his passes, 33 touchdowns. He likes to spread it all around, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he does a great job of keeping his eyes down the field. Reading coverages, getting the ball. You know, we have four receivers that have caught more than 50 balls. He spreads it around, and he does a great, great job with that.
And you get it done as well on defense, don't you?
Yeah, our defense is good. Coach Kent Bear is an excellent defensive coach. He's been the defensive coordinator at Notre Dame, Washington, Cal, you name it. And he does a great job with our defense. And we've got some, you know, some very good players over there that play hard, that have played a lot of football. And so they've seen a lot of things, and we're able to make corrections on the sidelines and be able to fix things quicker than we used to.
Dave, you get it done with defense, would you say?
Well, I'd say this year we've primarily statistically won on defense, but our offense has done a much better job of running the football, time of possession, controlling the clock, not turning it over. So we haven't scored a bunch of points, but our offense has been very efficient and has helped us win games.
Bowling Green, seventh in the country in defense, holding seven teams under two touchdowns in your games, but you've got a big challenge, you agree, in the military bowl?
No question. I mean, San Jose is so explosive on offense, and they have an accurate quarterback. They're capable of making big plays. You know, and we've played Florida this year and Virginia Tech, and I'm not so sure that this isn't going to be our biggest challenge our defense has had all year.
Now, this is your fourth season at Bowling Green, but you've had a third-year starter now in Matt Shills, a junior. Has he been your star recruit, would you say?
Well, I mean, I think we have a lot of star recruits and, you know, a lot of guys that are just good, solid football players that have developed. And Matt statistically has not had the year he had a year ago, but we always say the job of the quarterback is to win games. So in that regard, he's had his best year ever.
Gentlemen, would you agree both your teams are playing good, your best football of the season right now? San Jose State riding a 6-game winning streak, Bowling Green 7 out of 8.
Right. I was looking at that on Bowling Green's schedule. They've hit a roll here and they've played really well. I think that is good coaching on Dave's part. The team kept getting better and better as the year went along. And, you know, like us, we had to play a couple really tough teams early. They played Florida, we played Stanford, and you play a few out-of-conference teams to kind of help your budget, so to speak, and to be able to keep your team moving from that point on, I think is a great job by Dave, and I think our team has done a good job there too.
How special has this team been for you? 16 players, either first or second team in the All-Western Conference.
Yeah, that we've got a special group of young men that have bought into what we're doing. And I think once they started tasting victory, they wanted to keep tasting it. And it's really been fun to see the joy in their eyes of them accomplishing something that no one thought they could accomplish. And it's fun for them to walk around campus now. Before, you said walk around campus, nobody said anything to them. Now professors talk to them and people in town. And I think that's rewarding for a young man to realize that hard work and perseverance and doing it the right way pays off to be success. And I think that will help them later on in life when they're in business and they face hard times.
Dave, your team playing its best football right now?
We certainly finished strong. I mean, I think, like Coach said, I mean, when you're in the WAC and you're in the MAC, you play some games early that help pay the bills. And, you know, we had to play at Florida and at Virginia Tech. But I was really proud of our football team, because to survive that, you've got to have some mental toughness. You got to have leadership. You have to have a resilient football team. And I think that's what I'm most proud about our football team, is they were a resilient group that when the record was bad, we kept getting better.
While you're gentlemen are here, I got to ask you about the conference carousel going on here and schools jumping from a conference to conference. Is that good or bad, do you think, for college sports?
Wow. To me personally, I think it's bad. Uh-huh. That's my opinion. I think that you're messing up a lot of traditions. You're messing up the pageantry of college football. I think there's a lot to that. I hope it doesn't hurt our game. I think it's, you know, you're always looking for the television revenue and everything. That's what drives it all. But I think we're losing some contact with some traditional rival games and a little bit of the pageantry of college football. And I think also the regional base of college football has always been big, and hopefully we don't lose out on that.
Dave?
Well, you're talking to a coach who's in the most stable conference in the country. I mean, the MAC has been incredibly stable, and I think it's helped our product. It's helped our brand. I think the stability of the conference and the fact that we have a team in the BCS this year and we have seven bowl teams is not an accident. And I think people have become much more familiar with our brand because of the stability and the geographic footprint that we're in. We're also the most compact geographic footprint conference in the country. So we're proud that we've been stable.
You think that stability will continue?
I believe so, but uh-huh. Those are decisions that are made well above my head.
Let's get back to the game. Could this be a sack fest here? Because the Spartans are tied for fifth in the country with 40 sacks. The Falcons are ninth with 37. Our quarterbacks are endangered species in the military bowl.
I don't know. We'll see. Sometimes that when you come into a bowl game, sometimes your strengths end up being not as strong because you've had so long to work on those different concepts. And there's really two really, really good defensive linemen, one on our team and one on their team, that are very, very good players, and some young men on the defensive line on both sides that'll play on Sunday. So I guess both offensive lines kind of have their work cut out for them.
Dave?
Well, I'm not going to give away any state secrets, but we made a decision. We're not going to throw the ball in this game, so they're not going to get any sacks against Bowling Green.
Do you see a high or low scoring game? Would you prefer one or the other?
I think we both prefer just our team, whichever team we're coaching, walks off with a win, however it is. And, you know, television probably wants a high-scoring game. But I think both of us would say we just want to walk off with a W either way we can.
If it's a low-scoring game, it's more in your favor, wouldn't you say, Dave?
You know, a lot of times you look at that, and when you project something like that, it turns out to be completely the opposite. I think both teams are playing good defense, but I think both teams have offenses that are capable of scoring points if they need to. And I think when you play a bowl game and it's been over a month since your last game, it really upsets the formula. If we had played after the last regular season game, perhaps, but both teams get a lot of time to prepare. So again, our goal is that our offense and our defense are 1 point better than the Spartans.
Is that layoff good or bad for the players or coach? I mean, obviously, you have more time to prepare.
Well, I think it's mixed. I think you really get out of a rhythm. But I also think that's what's special about the bowl experience. When people argue playoffs versus bowl experience, that our team will be healthy, they'll be rested, they can enjoy Washington, D.C., and you would never get that with the playoff system. So I think overall it's a positive. Our players are going through finals and papers and all those things now. And again, it is college football. They are student athletes, and we don't want to compromise their academics.
Mike, would you rather just go right at it, or do you don't mind the wait?
Well, I'd probably rather just go right at it because you kind of got in the rhythm of the season. But, you know, as a coach, you're juggling a million different things. You know, we're here for the bowl. We'll leave here and he'll go recruiting. I'll go recruiting. We got a recruiting weekend. We've got kids taking exams. We've got practices we're working around. So it's an exciting time, but it's also a very hectic time. And I think we'll be both relaxed a little bit when we get here for the first few days of when we get here for the bowl preparation. But then it all cranks up hard again, especially right after Christmas.
Gentlemen, have a good game.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us on.
Make it exciting.
Thank you.
Coaches Dave Clawson of Bowling Green and Mike McIntyre of San Jose State playing in the Military Bowl at RFK Stadium on December 27th. I'm Jonathan Warner, WTOP News.